It's safe to say that weather has not been cooperating for many of our producers throughout Wisconsin, and farmers are being faced with corn replanting decisions. Additionally, as we look at the forecast and ground that hasn't been planted yet, it might be time to start adjusting your planting plans. Joe Lauer, professor of agronomy at the University of Wisconsin, joins us to share some insight and some advice for your late planting and replanting.
We're in the flat part of the season where we really have to start seriously thinking about the effect of planting date on potential yields come fall. Usually around May 20th or so, we're talking about switching hybrid maturities. We're moving away from full season hybrids to something shorter, and what I mean by that is usually about 5 to 7 days shorter season than what you'd be planting a full season hybrid on your farm with. So we're at that point right now, and we need to be switching out these hybrids and moving away from full season hybrids. The other thing that's happening is that a lot of guys were able to get some acreage in. I think we're at about 40 or 50% of our acres planted at this point, less up in the northeastern part of the state. And to those that have had their corn in, a lot of that's emerging now. We've had corn up for about a couple of weeks. We planted our first date on April 18th, and that corn has been up a while. But what many people need to be doing now, though, is evaluating those stands and just seeing how good of a stand they ended up with following their planting. Another thing that's happening right now is we're getting a lot of black cutworms moving into the state. And again, we really need to be evaluating those stands to see how good those stands are. There's a number of things we can still, I think, plant and get a fairly good yield at this point. But anytime you're below about 18 to 20,000 plants to the acre, then you start to really need to consider whether or not to replant, even though it's this late in the season. Every day delay right now, planting is about a bushel and a half to 2 bushels. By the end of May, it'll be 2.5 to 3 bushels. So we're on an accelerating pace, if you will, for yield impact due to planting date. So again, as long as you have a stand over about 20 to 1,000 plants per acre or so, you should be okay. And you probably should leave it because the planting date effect is going to have quite an impact on your final yields at the end.
For those individuals that are looking at their stands and saying, "Yep, we gotta replant this," take us through the process. Do we just plow that under? Do we just simply no-till over top? Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, you need to know what your stand is, and I usually count a thousandth of an acre, which is 17 feet 5 inches on 30-inch rows. And then that will give you an indication of your stand. Then you look at the health of your stand and just see how healthy those plants are. If any plant is unhealthy, in other words, is scrawny compared to the others, maybe you only count that as a half a plant. So getting that actual count and the health of the stand is kind of the first step. Then from that point on, a lot of growers, what they'll do is they will oftentimes thicken up a stand where they'll take the planter in and plant over the top of it. And that's not oftentimes a very good way to go. But farmers will oftentimes do that. The only other option is really usually if there's no stand, then you might as well just go ahead and plant in there again. Oftentimes we don't kill the stand necessarily. There are herbicides that will kill the stand, but typically we oftentimes don't do that.
So we start looking at the planting dates. We're not just looking at yield, but we're looking at crop quality as well. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, what we'll end up doing is at the end of the season, if we have to replant or if we have to switch, or we have these later planting dates, oftentimes we'll have corn that is really wet at the end of the season. And we have this double whammy of not only lower yields, but also wetter corn. And usually with that, you oftentimes end up with lower test weight as well. So you get not only the dock of the lower yields and the wetter corn, but also possibly lower test weight, which can have an impact at the elevator.
Now, in the last few days, we've had minimal opportunities to get to the field. Is that pretty much the same throughout the Midwest? Is Wisconsin still sitting okay compared to the rest of the states around us? How do we look?
Well, Wisconsin is probably no better condition than a lot of the other states. Much of the Corn Belt has been delayed with planting this year. It's been a real challenge. I know for us in our project, we plant 14 locations around the state. We've got them all in, except we've really struggled with the northeastern part of the state, and we're trying to get into the Valdres or Manitowoc locations, and we still haven't been able to get up there yet. But it's been a season where we, as one of the staff that works for me says, we really haven't been able to get a rhythm. It's been fits and starts of just trying to get out there and plant. We'll get in, maybe go for a day or two, and then we're out again. And I think most growers are experiencing the same sort of experience out there. So it's been a real struggle this year, not only for Wisconsin, but much of the Corn Belt. And if I was going to characterize Wisconsin, I'd say we're a little better off on the western half of the state and the southern half than the eastern and northern part of the state. But hopefully we'll be able to, you know, wrap things up here soon and move on to soybeans.
Our pre-emerge spray that we've put down on so many of our fields, and now we come back and our corn plants aren't growing and we've decided to replant. Do we need to go across that again with another application of herbicide?
Generally not. You know, hopefully you'll be able to clean it up post somehow. But it's probably better not to stir that field up too much, because you're going to have a whole new flush of weeds come on. So you're better off, if you can, not stirring that up and just letting and then trying to do a post application to clean up any problems you might, any weed breakthroughs that might come later.
In closing, Dr. Lauer shared with us a few tips to keep in mind while making the decision to replant or not. First, determine your plant population. Second, evaluate your plant's health as it is today. Then assess the unevenness of your stands. Compare the yield potential of a reduced stand to that of a replanted stand. And then recalculate your planting costs. And factor in all risks of replanting, as there is still no guarantee that the replanted ground will produce a full stand. From the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison, I'm Bryant Gill.